how do you survive both as an artist, and how does your humanity survive, and how do you feel about the problems of being a woman as a composer in Europe?
Yes, I agree in that sense that, of course, the world is completely men's world where we are living. And the history that we know, it's men's history. So in that sense it's true. You know, on the other hand, I don't care. I did fight a lot to get where I am. What did I want to reach? I wanted to reach a possibility to write my music and live my life. Well, here I am. I write my music. My life is very strict. My minutes are really counted for time being. I work very regularly. I have two children. I give all, most of the rest of the time what I can to them. I have all the travels for the concerts and all this. For time being, my life is quite tough. It's true. On the other hand, I consider myself being very lucky, being a composer whose music is played a lot. And so I don't complain. I don't know how my life would be if I would be a man, you know. I never really speculate on this question, because anyway I know it's quite impossible. I know, and sometimes it makes me laugh bitterly when I see my colleagues, men colleagues who often have children as well, and I see what a artistic life they can spend, and how egoistic they can always be, and how their loving wife pat on their shoulder and take care of the children when they are finishing their works. So my life, I don't have this kind of chance. But on the other hand, I think my life is very rich, and I think it's very good for me to be taken down on the earth, and it's very interesting to see small people growing, and to see how you can interact their lives and how you can guide them. I think it's anyway one of the meanings of the life of human being, and I don't again know about the instincts of men, but women have this instinctive need to communicate with children and grow them up, to see them grow. It's really important for me. So voila.